We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on the man, the myth, the legend of the MMQB, Albert Breer. He joins us every single Thursday. Happy night one of the NFL draft, Albert.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, we're We equally have FOMO because the Browns don't have a first-round pick, but we're also still somehow very excited about tonight and the implications for the Browns and other teams.
Well, you should be. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I think it's, you know, like a lot of times in a lot of years I've said, like people get excited. I'm like, this is kind of a crappy draft. This can be construed as a crappy draft because it really does fall off after round four, but fans don't care about that. Fans care about the top of the draft, and the top of the draft is really strong this year. And especially at those like all important offensive positions, at quarterback, at left tackle, at receiver. So it should be a fun first half of the first round at the very least. And then I think you get into where it's going to be a bunch of offensive linemen coming off, and a lot of the movement is going to be for offensive linemen.
Albert, given how long you've been covering the NFL draft, and now I just made you sound old with one damn line, I didn't mean that. Is there a favorite draft story or a night one of the draft thing that you remember and you think about every year as we get ready for the next draft?
Yeah, I was in Minnesota in 2014, that was the Johnny year. And I remember, like... I believe they had two first round picks that year, just with the Browns, right? Yep. So the Browns took Justin Gilbert, and then the Vikings took Anthony Barr with the first of their first round picks. And then I remember being there, and Mike Zimmer was the coach, and Rick Spielman was the GM. Zimmer was new, I believe, if I have my years right. And I just remember like them feverishly working to get up to get Johnny. And I don't know if many people know this, but they were like trying their best to get Johnny. And sometimes the best deals are the ones you never make. Right. So they wind up with Teddy Bridgewater instead, who, you know, I think did a nice job, was the right pick for them where they got him. But you know, you sort of remember some of those quarterback things and the different places that you've been to cover the draft.
Albert, where's Marvin Harrison Jr. going tonight?
I think he's going to be a Cardinal. The Cardinals have told teams they're not trading the pick until they're on the clock. I think there are three or four teams involved with that. I mean, ultimately, I just think, you know, especially if quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3 and those teams don't move. I don't know that J.J. McCarthy is seen in the light where he's going to cause somebody to just break the bank to go and get him. Not saying he's not a good prospect, but like, is this the type of guy that you're going to give up like 2, 3 first round picks to go and get? I don't think so. And so, you know, my guess would be Monty Austin Fort winds up standing pat and taking Marvin Harrison fourth overall, which for them is great. Cause you know, now you look at where they're at, they've got a quarterback, left tackle, and receiver taken care of with three really young players that should be exciting and there for a long time to come.
Albert, the Browns, as you know, do not have a first-round pick this year, and yet there's the Greg Newsom whispers that have been out there. We've talked about Jed Wills. Even though the Browns don't have a first-round pick, should we expect it to be a quiet night for Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen with them. I actually think, like, if you're Cleveland, you're probably trying to accumulate some more things, accumulate some more picks. And if, like, someone like Newsom was moved, my guess would be it would be tomorrow. You know, with a team that maybe thought coming in, like, we're going to go get a corner, and then it just doesn't play out that way for them. There is some depth to the corner position, but there are, I'd say, a small number of guys that are kind of at that, like, top level. Quinyon Mitchell and, you know, from Toledo, and Terrion Arnold from Alabama are probably the top two. Cooper DeJean, depending on how you see him. I don't want to offend Dustin here and project him to safety. I know that that's kind of a third rail topic for Dustin, right?
It is, yes.
but people are projecting him to safety. Sorry, Dustin. and then a Kool-Aid McKinstry. So, I think there could be a team or two that comes out of, you know, day one where they're looking at it and saying, well, we wish we had gotten this guy, but he went a little ahead of us. And so, let's reevaluate. And that's where I think, like, you know, the potential for a team coming with something strong for Greg Newsom to come.
So with that, the Browns obviously haven't had a first round pick in 3 years. The Rams have not had one since 2016. And there's actually a couple reports out there that could be looking to trade up from pick 19 into the top 10. And you know, these teams have kind of been mentioned with each other when people talk about not having a first rounder as evidence of success without first rounders. I'm curious, can we infer then that the value of first rounders is down these days overall?
Yeah, I would say that's fair. I mean, I think that teams have gotten more aggressive as analytics have kind of become more prevalent. And I think the reason why, guys, is because there's always been like a little bit of like a conservatism when it comes to having draft picks, right? Like, you always want to have a full draft class and you want to have as many shots as you can to get young players under cost control under your roster. I think, you know, the thing that analytics has probably done is helped teams more properly value picks, right? Like, so you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, like, what's this pick actually worth? Instead of just saying our first round pick is untouchable, you maybe have like a real method for valuing it, right? Like, so you say, okay, this first round pick is worth X veteran or Y veteran or Z veteran. And if you're able to do that, then that allows you to be a little bit more aggressive because you do have a little bit more of a real look at what that pick is valued at. So, you know, that's why I think a team like Cleveland's and, you know, it has been in position to make moves, and you see so many moves they've made for veteran players over the last few years, you know, with draft picks, is they're really good at valuing them, you know? So I think that that's sort of a product of where the game's gone. And yeah, I think, you know, it was a lot harder to get, I'd say, a first round pick or multiple first round picks for a player 15 years ago or 20 years ago when I started covering the league than it is now, no doubt.
Albert, I'm just looking through some projections for some of the Buckeyes coming out in this draft. Obviously, yep. I know about Marvin Harrison. I already asked you about him. It seems like what Mike Hall may be the next player off the board, defensive tackle.
Yep.
You've got Eichenberg. You've got Cade Stover. There's a bunch more. But specifically for the Browns. We love Ohio State here. It's just Northeast Ohio, that whole thing. Is there a player to keep an eye on maybe for Cleveland from Ohio State?
I mean, So Michael Hall is interesting just because I think he brings something that Cleveland's been looking for, a disruptive athletic defensive tackle, right? Now, the question with him is going to be the red flags and the personality, and are you okay with it, right? And that's something that I think different – like, there are teams that have him off the board. So, you know, I think that's something you're going to have to kind of wrap your head around. And I would say he'd be one where if you didn't meet with him, you're not taking him, you know, like, you probably had to meet with him and get comfortable with him. And, you know, I think kind of like wrap your arms around the idea of taking him and have a plan for him. But like, you know, I think the upshot of it, you could have a first round talent, right? Like, so, he'd be the one that I sort of look at and say, yeah, that would make a lot of sense. I mean, we know the Browns, how they've handled the linebacker position the last few years. So I don't know that Tommy or Steel Chambers would be a huge consideration, although I think both those guys would be available on day three. you know, and Cade Stover's interesting just because he's so young at the position. You know what I mean? He just, he legitimately like just started playing the position, you know? So do you see some upside there? I could see the Browns having an interest in that too.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline as we get you guys ready for night one of the NFL draft, round one tonight, live from Detroit. What's kind of the feeling so far on Detroit leading into this and how things are going as they prepare to host their first draft?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you know, it's great because, like, I don't know how many people know this. Maybe I shouldn't say it on the radio in Ohio, but I've got a ton of roots in Detroit. my entire dad's side of my family's from there. And I can just remember, I tweeted this earlier, but I remember when I was a little kid, like you know, in the 80s and 90s, you did not go into the city in Detroit. Like, I remember going to, like, a Red Wings game here and there. But when I visit my cousins out there, like, you were just out in the suburbs, you know? And, you know, I think over the years, it's gotten – they've cleaned it up. It's gotten safer. And so I think tonight's, like, a great night for Detroit to showcase all the progress it's made and to, you know, knock down some of the preconceived notions. And, you know, I know it's great talking to my dad about it because, like, when he was a kid, Detroit was a very vibrant place and everything else. And, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, associated with the auto industry and everything else, the city really hit hard times. So, yeah, I sure hope that tonight's a great night for Detroit to showcase all the progress that it's made over the years.
Albert, is there a consensus player in this draft that people around the NFL would bet money on being a great player?
Would it excite you if I gave you guys a center?
Yes, for me, I'm a fat person, of course.
Okay, so, like, I actually did this exercise the last couple of days. So, Trent McDuffie was that guy 2 years ago, right? And I remember hearing, like, everyone loved him, killed all of his meetings. I had some people tell me, like, their meetings with him were, like, some of the best meetings they'd had ever as scouts and coaches, right? And so, like, Trent McDuffie was, like, kind of, like, seen as this, like, just middle of the fairway, you're getting a good player, and 2 years later, he's all pro, right? Graham Barton for Duke is that player this year. I asked around a bunch. His name kept coming up. You know, it's a center, so, like, how do you value it? It's not a corner. It's a center, you know, so, like, it's not the same premium spot. But, like, I think as far as, like, if you ask one of these teams, like, okay, who do you think is going to be all pro in 5 years? I think you'd probably get Graham Barton's name a lot.
Albert, looking within the division here, the Pittsburgh Steelers declined to pick up the fifth-year option on Justin Fields. Why didn't they do that move?
Because it's too expensive. You're not paying $25 million fully guaranteed for a guy who isn't your starting quarterback right now, and there's no guarantee that he's going to be a starting quarterback the year after. It's that simple. It's too much money, you know? Do I think they're interested in keeping him around for more than just this year? Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, especially, like, given, you know, where they are and what their depth chart looks like, you know, I think playing this out was always the way that they were going to go. And it's interesting too, because, you know, Russell Wilson's in the same situation, both those guys, you know. So, you know, how do you, if you're Pittsburgh going forward, you get the franchise tag to handle either of those guys if one or the other plays really great this year. But I wasn't surprised. It's just way too much money to pay for a guy who, you know, as of right now, is your backup.
Albert, I almost screwed your name there. I don't know why I can't speak. The Bengals seem to be in a little bit of turmoil right now, at least it seems. Will either Hendricks or Higgins get traded?
I don't think so. I think Hendricks is going to get I think they're going to work something out, I would say, with Hendricks. Or Hendrickson.
Hendrickson. I can't say anybody's name right today.
Like Higgins, I would have said maybe. I just think like what happened with Amon-Ra St. Brown complicates things for both Higgins and Ayuk now. The reason why is like he gets $28 million a year. If you're Higgins or Ayuk, and St. Brown's a fantastic player, had unbelievable numbers last year. But like, he's not like dynamic like Ayuk is. He's not massive the way that Higgins is. So either of those guys can go in there and say, yeah, like, you know, if he's worth 28, I'm worth over 30. So now if you're looking to trade him, you're not just asking that other team to give up a premium pick. You're asking that team to pay the guy $30 million a year. And that's a lot, you know. So I think because of the St. Brown deal of earlier this week, it just got harder for the Niners to move Ayuk and for the Bengals to move Higgins.
Albert, great stuff as always, buddy. Enjoy the NFL draft. Yeah. And I'm correct in saying you are in the Motor City, yes, sir?
I'm not. No. I'm doing TV back home, but I'll be locked in. I mean, I've been locked into this thing since I was 5 years old. I was a big draft guy when I was a kid. I actually sort of miss it being on Saturday. I don't know if you guys are that way too. But I used to love sitting around all day on Saturday and watching it. But yeah, can't wait for tonight. Should be exciting.
There were days, and it was up until I met my wife and she said, that's not okay, where I watched literally every pick in the NFL draft until the draft was done. And I miss those days some days. I'll still take having a wife though.
The all day Saturday thing was great, though. I do miss that.
Albert, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.